Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to give you a quick update. Most of you are aware that the Holden Golf Club is hosting its annual fundraising golf tournament this weekend in support of Jensen Foundation for Sick Children. This fun-filled community event has run annually for over 25 years and raises much-needed funds for the charity. Due to flooding caused by a malfunction with the sprinkler system, however, organisers have decided to host a miniature golf competition inside the clubhouse instead. Please register your team at www.holdengolf.com before Friday to take part.
Number 71. What is being announced? Number 72. Why was the event changed? Number 73. What can listeners do on the website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Lily. This is Adam from the design team. I'm really sorry, but I'm afraid I can't attend our appointment today at 3 p.m. I forgot that I had a meeting at the Beretta Corporation this afternoon, and that's expected to last into the evening. I know you're on a tight deadline for reviewing the layout for this month's magazine advertisement, so I think the best thing to do is talk to my coworker Gina Quinn instead. She's done similar projects in the past and would be able to give valuable insight. Thanks for understanding. Number 74. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 75. What task does the speaker mention? Number 76. What is the listener advised to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
Sandal Organic Foods, the leading organic supermarket chain in the region, is giving you a special offer this weekend to promote our relocation to the Clark neighborhood. Now, all the healthy grocery options from our previous store are available in our convenient new location across from the Segovia Mall. All customers who spend more than $50 in the store will receive a complimentary canvas shopping bag with the Sandal logo. Using this item is one easy way to reduce your reliance on plastic bags, helping you to do your part for the environment. The promotion will run from Friday through Sunday. We hope to see you there.
Number 77. What is the supermarket celebrating? Number 78. How can customers get a free item? Number 79. What is the last day of the promotion? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Moving on to the next item on the agenda, I would like to congratulate you all for beating our annual sales targets. This is a great achievement by everyone concerned, and the board is very pleased with the work done in this department. As a reward for all your hard work, the manager is giving you all a day off on Friday. Please take advantage of this well-deserved break. Before we finish up, I'm going to give you an overview of the launch of our next product, which is due for release in 6 weeks. I'm sure this will be every bit as successful as the last project.
Number 80. Why are listeners being congratulated? Number 81. What are listeners invited to do on Friday? Number 82. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Donald Summers calling from Welltime Clinic. You had a vision check scheduled with Dr. Flores today at 2 p.m. However, our office will be closed for the rest of the day due to emergency plumbing work needed to repair a burst pipe in the office above. We have an opening on Monday at the same time. If that works for you, please call me back at 555-8773. And I'd like to let you know that we're in the process of updating our patient records. When you call, please have the card from your current insurance provider ready so that I can double-check your status. Thank you.
Number 83. Why is the speaker calling? Number 84. According to the speaker, what has caused a problem? Number 85. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk. Thank you for taking the time to be here today. I'm sure many of you have heard the rumors, but I'm pleased to now officially announce that at the beginning of next year, we will open our first branch abroad. The new facility will be located in Vienna and will employ about 2,000 workers initially. There are many positive reasons for this move. However, you should also be aware that we will move most of the distribution duties to the new facility. Therefore, the distribution department at this site is scheduled to be closed within 6 months. The employees in that department have been informed already. For information about how other business sections will be affected, please read the email that will be sent to you later this afternoon. Number 86. What is being announced? Number 87. What is mentioned about the distribution department? Number 88. How can listeners get more information? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we wrap up today's advertising meeting, I'd like to take a look forward. The upcoming month will be busy, and we want our team to be prepared for the hectic schedule. We're planning to launch a major campaign this coming month. It's our responsibility to inform customers about the new line of laptops we'll be offering. These laptops offer dramatic improvements over previous versions, but many customers are unaware of the changes. Therefore, as part of the release, a small group of employees will illustrate how to use the new features at certain stores throughout the area. We think this is the best strategy. I hope you will agree.
Number 89. Which department does the speaker work in? Number 90. What does the speaker indicate about the laptops? Number 91. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"We think this is the best strategy"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following introduction.
To conclude this year's annual Software Developers Convention, it's my genuine pleasure to introduce the keynote speaker, Daniel Sinclair. I'm sure all of you know Mr. Sinclair from his groundbreaking speech recognition software. It's being used in a number of different fields. He also conducts workshops for programmers interested in writing code. I had the opportunity to take one of these workshops myself. What a treat. I'm sure that you'll benefit from listening to Mr. Sinclair today. Please write down any questions you think of during the talk as you'll be provided with time for inquiries afterward. Now, let's welcome Daniel Sinclair.
Number 92. Where most likely is the talk taking place? Number 93. What does the man mean when he says,
"What a treat"?
Number 94. What is mentioned about the talk? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, Ms. Zario. This is Stephanie Lewis calling. I'm supposed to work today at 10, but I'm afraid there's a problem. I need to take my dog to the vet, and it doesn't open until 10. I'm wondering if it would be okay to work a different shift today. I've called some of the other people on today's work schedule, and Walter is busy, but Roger said he was free. So, if it's all right with you, we'd like to swap shifts. Please call me back at 555-5204 as soon as you get this message. Thanks.
Number 95. What is the purpose of the call? Number 96. What does the speaker say she has done? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Who will work late today? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following introduction and chart. Welcome to Hovis Community Center's Guest Artist Night. It's my pleasure to introduce acclaimed author Henry Black. I'm sure you know him from his thought-provoking novels like The Lone Cyclist, On My Way, and more. Mr. Black has also founded his own charity, which teaches reading to underprivileged students and promotes the enjoyment of literature. 100% of the proceeds from his top-selling book go toward this charity. Isn't that amazing? Tonight, he will be speaking on the topic of narrative structure. Afterwards, he'll spend some time answering your inquiries about his work, getting published for the first time, and the creative process in general. Please give a warm welcome to Henry Black. Number 98. Who does the speaker introduce? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which book's profits are donated to a charity? Number 100. What will Mr. Black do after the talk?